big game, September 3rd. Paul Johnson's Naval Midshipman Academy goes out there to face the Maryland Terps. First of all, Coach Johnson, this is a big one. How long did it take to finally put this thing together? We've been waiting for this for a while.
Gosh, I don't know. I guess it took a while. We've only actually been back. We're getting ready to start our fourth season, and I'm sure there's a lot of history there. I'm not aware why they didn't play for so long. I know that, I think when the series ended before, there were some hard feelings about some things, but that was a long time ago.
Hey, Coach Johnson, this is Todd from nationalchamps.net. Last year, we were graced by your presence on the show as you were getting ready to play the Duke Blue Devils. This year, it's Maryland. The first question I think everyone outside of Annapolis wants to know, who is senior quarterback Lamar Owens? How does he compare to the last two senior quarterbacks, Aaron Polanco, Craig Candido? What are some of the things you like about him, and how is he handling the option?
Well, that's a lot of questions here. Let me start with the first. I think the best way to describe Lamar is he's Lamar. I mean, he's going to be different than Craig and Aaron. He's a different person. He's probably somewhere in between. He's not as big as Aaron, but he's a little more mobile and a little quicker. Aaron had good speed and threw the ball well. And he probably is somewhere in the middle of Craig and Aaron as a runner. Craig was about 200 pounds, and Lamar's not quite that big. So
he's a little different that way. And he's doing a great job so far in camp running the offense. And, I've been pleased with him. I think his strengths are he does have a good understanding of what we're trying to do. And, until we get out there under the lights in front of 70,000 people, it's just a guess how he's going to do. But I've got some confidence in him. I think he'll be okay.
Sports Talk 1570 WNST, the Rob Long Show, brought to you by Coors Light, here with Coach Paul Johnson from the Navy Midshipman. Last year, Coach Johnson, 10-2, a phenomenal season. A couple of losses, of course, to Notre Dame and to Tulane, but big wins, beating an Army, of course, is always big, especially for me. Knocking off an SEC school in a close one against Vanderbilt, beating Air Force Academy, and topping it off with a win in the Emerald Bowl. A very special season. When you're first coming into a program, especially like midshipmen with the Naval Academy, I should say, your expectations may be one thing, but how much have your expectations grown since first taking over this program?
Well, I don't. My expectations are the same as when we came in. I've always looked at it as, coming in and expecting to compete and have a chance to win. I think that probably the fan base and some of the people surrounding the program's expectations have probably raised a great deal. But quite honestly, the coaching staff, our expectations aren't any different than when we came in. My job is to try to get these young men to play as well as they can play, and if they do that, we'll live with the results. But it's been my experience most of the time, if you can max out your potential, you ought to have a chance to win.
Coach, you lost a good bit of last year's starting group that managed 10 wins. Since you've been at the Naval Academy, is it common to be an all-senior ball club? In other words, can you remember the last time you had this much turnover?
No. Maybe when I was the head coach at Georgia Southern, and we turned over a lot of guys in 99. And, we came back and won a national championship in 2000. This year's team, we don't have very many seniors. I think right now if we started tomorrow, we'd probably have three or four seniors starting. But that senior class is not very large. They were kind of the transition class. We do have a huge junior class. And, we lost some awfully good players and some guys with great attitudes and work ethics. I really think the guys we have now are probably a little more athletic. It's just a question of how are they going to mesh together, and how is their work ethic going to hold up, and the schedule's a little tougher. So we'll see as the season plays out. But I'm not ready to mail it in. I think we got a chance.
Sports Talk 1570 WNST, Rob Long Show, brought to you by Coors Light, here with Paul Johnson, head coach of the Navy Midshipmen. Coach Johnson, we talked about some of the success a little while ago. 10-win season last year, very impressive. the offense that you have running that option. Not a lot of teams get to practice against the option because not a lot of teams run the option. Do you find it now that it's kind of different, I guess, in football and basketball? You got a young up-and-coming kind of quote-unquote mid-major team in basketball. No one, none of the big guys want to play them. I noticed that your schedule gets better and better every year. This year, not only having Maryland, but, again, the traditional matchup against Notre Dame, but you've also added Stanford on there while keeping an ACC school like Duke, picking up Rutgers, Temple. The schedule has gotten better each year under your your reign. Do you find that's because the amount of talent that you're putting on, or the more wins you're putting on the record is increasing, or is this something that was predetermined already, these guys?
Well, the schedule's made so far in advance, it's predetermined. You know, actually, when I first came here and took the job, we had everybody in the country calling us wanting a game.
Okay.
And it's become a little tougher to get a game now than it was 3 years ago. But still, you know, nobody's going to be afraid to play us. You know, I was looking, our SID put something out today. He was telling me that we've got the fewest returning starters of any team in the country, and we're the smallest team in the country. Our whole offensive backfield is 5'9 or smaller. So we're not going to scare anybody.
Coach, I'm sure you've had a chance to watch some film on Maryland, your opening opponent, which is less than 2 weeks away. What are some of the things you see with Coach Friedgen's group?
Well, Maryland's very athletic. I think a year ago they had a tremendous defense. You know, they run the ball very well. They struggled a little bit offensively at times a year ago. I don't think that's a big secret. But, you know, they've got playmakers, and we have a lot of respect for Coach Friedgen and their staff. I'm sure they'll do a good job, and it's going to be a tremendous challenge for us. As I said before, I don't know if we've got many guys, or if any, in our program that Maryland would have offered a scholarship to. So, you know, I'm sure that they're very confident that they can come in and handle us.
Sports Talk 1570 WNST, Rob Long Show, brought to you by Coors Light. 2:15 in the p.m. here with Paul Johnson, head coach of the Navy Midshipmen. Coach Johnson, we talk enough about that offense, but you outscored your opponents last year by nearly 100 points. You outrushed them for nearly 1,500 yards. Tell us a little bit about that big defense you got coming back. Any standouts on the defensive side of the ball for the Midshipmen this year?
Well, we've got a couple guys coming back who played a lot of football. I think, you know, Jeremy Chase he's played a lot. Jeremy McGowan, who's we moved from safety to corner, really has a motor and has played a lot. David Mahoney is one of our better players. So we've got a few guys coming back on that side of the ball. I think our athleticism is better there. We run better. Now, how they're going to play as a unit, I don't know. I'm excited about our young linebacking core. I think that, you know, they can be really good. We don't I guess Jake Biles is the only senior we have inside, and outside Jason Montz, who would be a guy who's in the depth, is the only senior. So they're going to be really young, but I'm excited about their athleticism. And for the first, our defensive backs, I mean, without question, this is the most athletic group we've had back there. Now, how does that translate? I don't know, because they're young, and you just got to hope that they can minimize mistakes and play well together, but we're excited about them.
Yeah, that's a good segue into where I was headed with your defense. So far in your scrimmages, at least this past weekend, it appears your offense is moving the ball on the defense, which is usually the opposite this early time of year. Can you tell us what you're seeing in this regards? I mean, is this a case of your offense being ahead of itself and maybe where you saw it?
Oh, I don't think people pay too much attention to that. I don't ever pay any attention. There'll be days. It's like I tell our kids, if you're going to be any good, there's going to be days that the offense gets the best of it and days the defense gets the best of it. And it's never as good or as bad as it seems. It's like when you watch the tape, you know, regardless of who might have gotten the better that day, it's usually pretty self-explanatory when you watch the tape. It's usually a missed assignment or something that somebody didn't do. So, you know, I'm not too caught up in that. I don't think that when you play yourself every day, I don't put much stock in it. I just watch the individuals play.
Sports Talk 1570 WNST, Rob Long Show, brought to you by Coors Light, here with Paul Johnson, head coach of the Navy Midshipmen. What's going on now? We got one more for him.
One more question. We'll let him get back to business here. Talking about your fullback and how much attention it brings from other defensive opponents, it seemed last year big fullback Kyle Echol, he drew so much attention. Now that he's in the NFL, how has the fullback and running back position been coming along there, especially Trey Hines? It seems he made a transition from slot back to fullback. What are some things he had to learn to make this successful?
Well, first, the fullback position, I've been very pleased with him this fall. Matt Hall's had a really good fall camp, and he only played about 15 plays Saturday, but he played very well. And Adam Ballard's there, and he's done some nice things. Trey's still learning, and what we're going to do with Trey is he's going to play both. He's going to play some fullback and some slot, and so will Adam Ballard probably. Just trying to get our best players on the field. I think that, Trey's been there less than 2 weeks, so he's still in a learning mode. I think when he figures out everything that's going on in there, he has a chance to be pretty good. But right now he's a little bit behind the other guys, as you would expect.
Coach Paul Johnson, head coach, Naval Academy Midshipman. Big game September the 3rd against the Maryland Terps at Baltimore's M&T Bank Stadium. It's been long, long awaited, long overdue. Coach, we look forward to a very exciting game. The option versus Maryland's athleticism and speed should make for an interesting one.
Well, hopefully we can give them a good look. I hope so anyway.
Thanks a lot, Coach Johnson.
All right.